Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Last Wednesday, I predicted here that the British vote the next day on whether to remain in the European Union was already rigged to yield a yes result. As you know by now, almost everyone was as surprised as I was that the result favored leaving the Union. This unexpected outcome triggered havoc in global financial markets. A news report Monday stated that stocks of publicly held companies worldwide fell by more than $2 trillion last Friday. The value of the British pound dropped to a multi-decade low. The euro currency also declined. The result of the vote has sparked calls for referendums in France, the Netherlands, and other Eurozone nations on whether to remain in the European Union. Offsetting that are proposals to abolish the autonomous national governments of countries in the Union to form a single zone-wide government. In the midst of this chaos, gold and silver prices jumped to multi-year highs. As paper asset values plummeted, precious metals perform superbly as wealth protection insurance. Even more impressive, these price increases occurred despite massive short selling of 5 million ounces of paper gold contracts on the New York COMEX last Friday. Just imagine how high gold and silver prices would be today in the absence of such aggressive price suppression tactics. The finger pointing is underway. On Monday, former Federal Reserve Chair Alan Greenspan tried blaming last week's British vote as the cause of the mistaken policies he pushed at the Fed more than a decade ago. Hank Paulson tried to do the same over the disastrous fiscal policies enacted during his time as U.S. Treasury Secretary more than 7 years ago. As I have long discussed, the world's financial troubles have been building up for years. The British vote was only one of many possible triggers that could have set off these massive losses. The financial turbulence coming from now on was largely caused by rising government debt and inflation of the money supply around the world over the decades. But you can be sure that the culprits will try to avoid their responsibility for the chaos by blaming last week's vote in Britain. That's it for now. Tune in again next Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.